do now Perek Sheni of Hilchos Tefillin. Halacha Aleph. Ketzer Kotzen is a Tefillin Shel Rosh. How do you write the head Tefillin? Kotzen Arba Pashas Al Arba Klofim. You write four portions on four separate pieces of parchment. V'golalon Kolech Vech Levado. You roll each one up separately. Amenichan Osen Barba Bottom. You put them into four compartments. Shem Chubarim Barecha that are attached in one leather. V'shal Yad, the arm tefillin, kosen olson ha'arba parshas ba'arba dafim al klaf echad. You write those four portions, four columns on one piece of parchment. V'gololo k'vin sefer Torah. You roll it up like a Torah. Misofel etchiloso from the end towards the beginning. V'menicha b'bayis echad, you put it into one compartment. Halacha beis. V'tzorach lizar b'parshios, you have to be careful in the portions. Shemasa stuma psucha, or psucha stuma poslan. If he made a closed portion open, or an open one closed, it disqualifies it. The definition of open and closed is found later on. But basically, an open parsha means that there's a blank space left from where you finish the writing till the end of the line. And a closed portion is that there are several letters left blank, but the next line continues on the same line as the first. Shloshes the parshas are rishonas kulin psuchas. The first three portions are all open portions. Pasha Chrona, Shiva Hayim Shemoa, the last portion, which is Vayim Shemoa, Stuma is a closed portion. Halacha Gimel. Tzarach Nizar B'Molei V'Chosor. You have to be careful in letters that are spelled fully and letters that are spelled defectively, that are spelled with a letter missing, that we just understand the vowel orally, but there's no written letter to indicate that vowel. And Shirabatin K'suvas K'moshen K'suvas B'Sefer Torah HaBoduk. All four portions have to be written the way they would be written in a checked Sefer Torah. Shemkosav Achosav Molei Pasol. If you write a word that should be spelled without a letter, with the full letter, then it's disqualified at Shemcha Kayeser until he erases the extra letter. Shemkosav Molei Chosav, if you wrote a full word defectively, Pasol, then it's disqualified Ve'lo Takana because there's no way of fixing it anymore. You can't rewrite a Sefer Torah. You can't rewrite a pair of tefillin. The Rambam now has a list of all of the defective and the full spellings in these four portions. Halacha Dalet. Pasha Rishona, the first portion, Kaddish Likol Bechar Molei. Kaddish Likol Bechar is written full with a Vav. Zachar Molei, Zachar is written full with a Vav. Bechozek Chaser, defectively without the Vav. Hotzi Molei, with the Vav. Yotzim Chaser Vav. There's no Vav in Yotzim. It's Yud Tzadik, not Yud Vav Tzadik. Yiviacha Molei. That's with the full Yud. Yiviacha. V'ho Amori Chaser. The Cholam, the O of Amori, is defective. It's written without the Vav. Ayavusi Molei. The Yavusi spelled with the Shuruk, the U. It's written. La'avosecha Chaser Vav. La'avosecha is missing the Vav. There's a cholam, but no written vav. Ha'avoda chaser. Avoda is written without the vav. Matzos chaser, written without the vav. Hashvi mole, written with both yuds. Mitzvah, matzos, the second time matzos is mole, with the vav. Sa'ar chaser, without the vav. Gevulcha chaser, there's no written Shuruk, just the U sound without the written form. Bavur Mole, written with the like the Vav letter. Laos Mole, written full with the Vav. Lizikaron, also Mole, written with the Vav. Enecha Mole, with both Yuds written out. Toras Mole, full with the Vav. Hotziacha Chaser Yud, there's no Yud in Hotziacha, there could have been a Yud there at the end, but it's written defectively. Ahachuka Chaser, Ahuka is written without the Vav. L'mo'ada mole, written full with the vav. Halacha hey, parsha shnia. Now the second portion. Vayaki yiviacha chaser yud. The word yiviacha is without a yud. Lavasecha chaser vav. Lavasecha without a vav. Chamar chaser is written without the vav. Bechar is written mole fully. Bechozek chaser written without the vav. Hotzianu mole written full with the vav. The yaharog chaser written without the vav. Bechar mole with the vav. Mibechar chaser without the vav. Viad Bechar, the second Bechar there is Mole, full with the vav. Zoveach Chaser Vav, Zoveach is missing the vav. B'chol b'char, again, male with the vav. La'os, male, full with the vav. Yadcha, kosav behe, your hand. Yadcha is written with the hey at the end. L'totofos, kosav vav tinyana. The second vav, l'to, with the vav. Tofos, the second vav is missing. Einecha, male, written fully with both yuds. B'chozik, kosav, written without the vav. N'otzianu, male, written with the vav and the yud. Halacha vav, Pasha Shlishis, the third Pasha. Shema, Ayin Shel Shema Gedola, the Ayin of Shema is large. Dalet Shel Echad Gedola, the Dalet of Echad is large. Miodecha Chasa without the Vav. Levonecha Malei with the Yud. Biveisecha below Yushnia without the second Yud between the top and the Chav. Uvukumecha Malei, written with the Vav. Laos Malei, full with the Vav. Yodecha Chasa, written without the Vav, the Yud again. Letotafos Chasa Shnei Vav and Letotafos in the second, in the third Parsha, defective both times without the vav. Einecha male, written with the both yudin. Mezuzos chaser vav, it's missing the vav rishona. The first vav of mezuzos is not written. Beisacha blo yud shnia, beisacha is defective, it's missing the second yud. Uvisharacha male, it's written full with the yud. Halacha zayin. Pasha revias vayim shamoa chaser, the fourth portion, vayim shamoa, written without the vav. Mitzvasai b'vav achas, with one vav. Yora is male with the vav. Umalkosh male with the vav. The siroshcha chaser vav. There's no vav in siroshcha between the resh and the shin. Ishtachavisem male, it's full with the yud. Yivula male with the vav there. Hatov chaser without a vav. No sein chaser without a vav. Osam chaser also without a vav. Laos for a sign male with a vav. The totafos chaser vav shnia. There's the first vav but not the second one. Einechem male with both yuds. Osam chaser, again without the vav. Veisacha blo yud shnia, the second yud of veisacha, it's written tav chav, not tav yud chav. Uvukumecha male with the vav. Mezuzos male with both vavs. Veisacha blo yud shnia without the second yud. Uvusharecha male with the yud. And finally, la'avo seichem chaser vav. The vav is lacking in la'avo seichem. Halacha ches. V'tzarech lizor b'tagim shel osios. You have to be careful in the crowns of the letters. They look like standing zions, sheish lan tag, that have a crown. Like they're written in the Torah. The following are the letters that have these special crowns in these four portions. The first portion is only one letter with the tagin. The mem stuma shel miyamim, that's the final mem of the word miyamim. The three zions on it. In the second portion, there are five letters, each one of them being a hey. Each of the five heys have four crowns in the form of a zion. The hey of unasna. The hey rishona ve'achona shel hiksha, the first and last hey of hiksha. The hey shel v'yarog, the hey of v'yarog. The hey shel yorcha, the hey of yorcha. Pasha Shlishis Yesh B'chomish Yosios. The third portion has five letters. Ve'elahein Kuf Shel Uvukumecha Yesh Lel Shalos Zayin. The Kuf of Uvukumecha has three crowns written like a Zayin. The Kuf Shel Ukshatim Yesh Lel Shalos Zayin. The Kuf of Ukshatim also has three crowns written like three Zayins. The Test Pei Shel L'Totofos. The Test Pei of L'Totofos. Akalos Mishlosh Shana B'Zayin. On each of these three letters there are four crowns like a Zayin. Pasha Vias Yesh B'chomish Osios. The fourth portion has five letters. Pei Shel V'Yosafta Yesh La Sholosh Zayin. The Pei of V'Yosafta has three Zayins. The Tav Shel V'Yosafta Yesh La Zayin Achas. The Tav of V'Yosafta has one Zayin on it, one crown. The Test Pei Shel L'Totofos Al Kolahas Mishloshin and Arba Zayin. On the Test Pei of L'Totofos, there are four crowns in the shape of Zayins on each of those three letters. All of the letters with crowns are 16. If he didn't make the crowns altogether, or he did extra ones, or he didn't have enough of them, it does not disqualify the tefillin. A person takes tefillin from someone who doesn't have a reputation as being trustworthy. We don't know if he's trustworthy or not. So he has to check them. If he bought from him 100 boxes of tefillin, v'deikman sholosh titzos, he checks three boxes. O shtayim shel rosh v'ach shel yad, either two of the head tefillin or one of the arm tefillin. O shtayim shel yad v'ach shel rosh, or two of the arm tefillin and one of the head tefillin. If he found that the three are kosher, then this person has an assumption that he deals with kosher tefillin. They're all kosher. Then a shat shach b'dika, you don't have to check the rest of them. If he took them in separate bundles of tefillin, you have to check each separate bunch. Because we can be sure that the bunches are taken from different people, that he, that this merchant bought it from different scribes, and therefore you have to check each bunch. Halacha Yud Aleph. The cause of tefillin b'ksav yado, if a person writes tefillin with his own hand, or shalachu min ha-mumcha, or you checked it from a, or you bought it from an expert, or mishadam abotkan, or from a regular person, and you check them yourself, v'chzir la'or, and then you put them back into the case, la'olam ena tzorach abotkan pamacheres. You never have to check them again. If you lacha kamashanam, even after many years. Kozman shechafuim shalom, as long as the cover is whole. Rein b'chaskosan, we assume that they are kosher. We're not afraid that perhaps a letter was erased or got a hole in it. Hillel the elder used to say, these tefillin belonged to my mother's father, to my grandfather, and it was still kosher.